This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. For decades, politicians have tried to broker a peace deal between Israel and Palestine. Now, the Trump administration is starting to clue in key leaders about its Middle East peace plan. And recently, they met with charismatic leaders to go over those plans. Find out more after this break.
Hello, everyone. This is Steve Green. I'm the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network and love our family here at Charisma. And I remember back in a lot of my days as a pastor and as a leader of students, as a dean and as a college professor for most of my life, I've seen people in times of need. I've tried to help them. Sometimes pastoral counseling can only go so far. We can only say so much. And there's times to turn to a professional. And I recognize those times often in the various stages of life. People just need a little extra help. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with going to a doctor, getting medical attention, or folks just for reaching out and trying to talk to someone in a time of need. So I want to introduce you to some friends of ours that are sponsoring the Charisma News, and we're so thankful for that. But I want to talk to you from my heart about the importance of going and reaching out to people who are professional and know what they're doing and have and can give wise counsel. The name of the company is BetterHelp Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a team of licensed, that's so important, licensed Christian counselors who share our faith, who will help you through whatever problem it is that you need to talk to someone about. You can begin a conversation whenever you're ready. You can do it by text or by phone or even on a secure video conference line right from your home. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can just connect through any of the devices that are available. These counselors, the faithful counselors, share our faith and Christian values, and they have the experience, a professional experience, to help you with any of the issues that you want to chat about. They combine biblical wisdom with clinical expertise in mental health. Our counselors do their best to invite God into the conversation, and they help you to formulate an action plan that will address the challenges that all of their clients face. You know, the more private you think your problem is, I'm going to tell you as a pastor that it's pretty universal. The very deep problem you have is probably a universal problem. Other folks have it. So the goal of BetterHelp Faithful Counseling is to help your well-being, get you back to that mental state of peace and love and harmony so that you're going to feel mentally, emotionally, and spiritually healthy. So I'm going to recommend you go to faithfulcounseling.com. Let me say it again, faithfulcounseling.com, and then put a slash Charisma News. I want you to do that. Don't forget that backslash because you'll get 10% off your first month, and that's important. We want you to note that you were listening to Charisma News, but they're going to reward you with a discount. So it's faithfulcounseling.com/charisma news, and you'll have 10% off your first month. You'll be asked to fill out a questionnaire. That's just going to help you to assess your needs and help them to understand where you are at the moment. And they'll use that to match you up with the right counselor, not just the first available phone, but the right counselor. Again, faithfulcounseling.com/charisma news. Now, I want to say a couple of things about what it's not. This is not a crisis line. This is not just a phone you pick up and just anyone's there to talk to you. These are licensed United States therapists across all 50 states. It's available worldwide. 4 communication modes. That means you can talk to them by text, by chat, by phone, and even video. It's all included. You can start communicating with someone. You can get help within 24 hours, under 24 hours, really. It's available on your desktop. It's on a mobile web. It's on an Android and iOS apps. You can schedule video and phone sessions. You can do that weekly if you care to. It really just depends on what the therapist thinks you need to do. And you'll talk it out. You'll agree to it. No one's going to twist your arm or tie you into a long-term contract. They're going to talk to you. It's easy to change counselors if you happen to connect with someone and you don't feel connected. They can help you by finding another counselor that maybe is able to talk to you on your terms. So I wanted you to make sure you understood that you can change counselors if you want to. They have broad expertise in their entire network of counselors, and they're going to be able to connect with you in a way that maybe someone locally can't do that. The broad counselor base is what's going to help you. Financial aid is available if you qualify. And I want to tell you, it's secure. You can trust them. They wouldn't be on this network. You can trust them. They're convenient, they're professional, and they're affordable. And remember, you get 10% off your first month if you use this code, faithfulcounseling.com/charisma. I'm thankful for these folks. I'm thankful that a Christian ministry is available to help those of you who just need a little help talking through some issues. faithfulcounseling.com/charisma. Now back to the news.
Several charismatic leaders, including John Hagee, Jentison Franklin, Paula White Cain, and Lance Wallnau, met with White House officials on Thursday, March 7th, to discuss the administration's policy on Israel and the Middle East. Jason D. Greenblatt, assistant to the president and the special representative for international negotiations, seemed to be the primary source for the briefing. Last month, CNN reported that Trump administration officials were set to start privately meeting to inform key leaders about their Israeli-Palestinian peace plan. Details of the plans, according to Greenblatt, will not be available until after Israel's April elections. But Thursday's meeting was publicized after many of the individuals involved posted videos and comments about the discussion to social media. In a video posted to Twitter, Jentison Franklin said, "I'm leaving the White House after a tremendous meeting on Middle East policy, things that we as evangelicals are very concerned about, peace in the Middle East, just some of the things that are going on, negotiations that are happening. It's a pretty exciting time and a time that we need to be praying for the peace of Jerusalem, praying for our government, praying for our president and leaders as they are negotiating for peace. Just keep that in mind and do all that you can do on your knees in prayer and being vocal." And John Hagee issued a prayer request for all believers. "Our topic of discussion was discussing the forthcoming peace plan concerning Israel. Israel and the Jewish people need our prayers and our advocacy like never before. Pray that this plan will ultimately be successful in bringing peace between Israel and Palestine." And if you appreciate this story, you can read more stories like it at charismanews.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.